I have no doubt this was an attempt to kill police officers, and it's one that we all should be very concerned about, one that we should all absolutely condemn, and one which I totally condemn. The police have confirmed today, in a conversation I've had just recently with them, that this was absolutely an attempt to kill. They're taking it very serious. It's the closest attack they've come across, and one of the most serious they've come across in some time.
This loud bang was heard as far away as Lifford at 8:30, but it appears to have been 10:10 before there were police on the ground and a security operation actually began.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what exactly happened here. I became aware of a very loud bang last night where there was speculation all across Facebook. I had heard the rumble myself, wondered what it was, and it's only today we've learned that it was a viable explosive device that had went off. It's very, very worrying indeed, and indeed the time frame of which the PSNA got to the scene and actually investigated this matter, of which it only took to today to actually realise that it was an attack on police officers at the time. This is extremely worrying. We can't underestimate the seriousness of this attack, but we also should be concerned about the delayed time frame. This could have been anybody. It could have been a member of the public. It could have been children. It could have been local residents that are there on that road where this had happened. I'm very, very concerned about this today. I intend to ask questions to the PSNA as to why there was such a delay in getting to an area where there was a reported very loud explosion that has been described as an explosion that rattled the very foundations of houses across the area. I travelled to the Ballycolman, I travelled to the head of town, and I couldn't see anything about 8:30 or 9:00. It was only after that, 2 hours later, that it emerged that this was a viable device that was thrown at police officers in an attempt to kill them. This is very, very serious, and I think that each of us should be very concerned today. We should condemn, I absolutely condemn, those who've carried out this attack. They are no friends of the peace process, they have no place in this society, and they have serious answers to give. I want to see these people brought to justice.
Politically, this is a very sensitive time. We have obviously ongoing discussions at Stormont in the wake of the election earlier this month. Also earlier this week, the death of Martin McGuinness, the former Deputy First Minister, and indeed quite close to Townsend Street last night, a vigil had taken place in his memory not an hour before the actual attack took place. One is bound to ask, is it a coincidence?
I wouldn't like to link the two, but I do know that if Martin McGuinness was here today, he too would be joining me in the condemnation of these acts. He was a friend of the peace process, and he too totally condemned any attacks on the PSNI.